All right, thank you, Chief. We now roll into our public comment portion of the meeting. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time or visiting us for the first time, public comment is an opportunity for the council to hear from the public about matters of general branch administration or administration of justice issues. For obvious reasons, it's not an opportunity nor the correct place to hear about specific cases or specific judges. But again, it's an opportunity for us to hear from the public about general administration of justice issues. We do have today one speaker, Mr. Carl Lober. As he comes up, it's a 3-minute opportunity. I will give you a 60-second warning, and then move on. Is there anybody else besides Mr. Lober? If so, raise your hand or come forward. All right, just Mr. Lober. All right, go ahead, Mr. Lober.
It's very sobering to hear how the courts are doing so much with so little. And I've read about that for a long time also. But I have a problem that may be even more costly. I think it's something, I'm not a legal professional, but I do have some, started about 9 years ago, experience with the court in two areas where the court is hiring, at least in some counties, is hiring their own investigators to do out-of-court investigations, often in secret, unrecorded, and making recommendations to the judicial officer, who is, by all accounts, 95% of the time sustaining their recommendation. This is kind of a star chamber situation. That to me is like the emperor has no clothes. I know it's been going on for decades in family court and also in probate court. At least in probate court, when a conservatorship is at issue and the investigator goes out there and makes a recommendation, she or he may be at the home of the person, and it's not recorded. They make their own report. And the problem is not just that it's not recorded, of course, or that, but it is, and it's in secret, basically, because nobody else is present at these family court services meetings, no attorneys. Is because it's like the judge...
60 seconds.
The judge, him or herself, is doing an investigation out of court, which we know it violates the Constitution and the judicial code. Because these investigators are court staff, they have great credibility with the judges. And it's just not fair to go up against a litigant who is often unrepresented. I would ask you to please see if the Family Law Advisory Committee can take up this issue. I would like to deal with them on the details of this. These are issues that, you know, it's not. This couldn't happen in a criminal court, I believe. But yet the issues in family court and financially and taking away, in some cases, the parenting rights of the parent is very serious. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lover.
Thank you, Mr. Lover.
Next. I think that concludes public comment.
Thank you, Judge Rubin.